ahead and start the Senate CRA Committee meeting. It's 9:01. Members present, Senator Lehman, Senator Adams, Senator Phillips. Mr. Oberg, we have HB 397, the power to levy property tax to second class of cities. Would you identify yourself and affiliation for the record, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Harley Oberg, resident of Delta Junction, Alaska, representing District 35.
That includes Sutton, right?
Right now it does.
Maybe not, huh?
We're trying to get a divorce, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 397 was brought to me by the city of Whittier to address a problem that they feel is inhibiting their economic development prospects. And I'll read a sponsor statement into the record, if you don't mind.
And right ahead, sir.
So Alaska statutes present an operations and economic development problem for second-class cities. That law places a 5-mil limit on the rate of real and personal property taxes that second-class cities may levy. Given new and emerging fiscal policies of the state, which result in less municipal assistance and revenue sharing, less state and federal grant money, and heavy competition for these scarce dollars, second-class cities who have traditionally relied on these sources to make up their budgets face revenue shortfalls which threaten their economic stability and hinder development. The effect of state and federal fiscal problems increasingly comes to rest at the local level. It is unlikely that this trend will reverse anytime soon. The bulk of Alaska's municipal governments are second-class cities. There are 117 in all. The state of Alaska wishes to transfer more fiscal responsibility to local governments for the operation of a host of programs formerly well-funded through grants. The missing link in this policy is the transfer of increased taxation powers to second-class cities so they can make decisions regarding the level of taxation they wish to impose upon themselves for services. AS 2945-590 was written in an era much different than we find today. We have researched the legislative history of this and can find nothing in the written record to suggest the reason second-class cities were limited in their ability to levy property taxes. However, anecdotal information gleaned from legal scholars who have studied Title 29 suggests that the limitation was included as an incentive for communities to incorporate without the fear that in so doing, they would be setting themselves up for high taxes. While this may have been an incentive many years ago, given the revenue 5 mils were raised in small communities today, it would most likely not be much of an incentive. If the state wishes to impose greater financial responsibility on second-class cities, it must remove the legal shackles currently in place. House Bill 397 is an important step the legislature can take in this regard. And the fundamental question, Mr. Chairman, is that first-class cities can charge a 30-mil property tax, second-class cities can charge a 5-mil property tax, and we're proposing that second-class cities be able to charge a 20-mil property tax. And that is the change that the bill makes.
Any questions?
The only question I have is CRA's position on the bill. Do we have
Well,
or do you know the position of CRA?
The department?
Yes. Mr. Oberg, you don't know?
Okay. They have expressed, I don't believe they have expressed an opinion.
Okay. Further questions from Mr. Oberg, Mr. Lehman?
Mr. Oberg, you know, the CS does two things. One, it raises the limit, which I understand. I think you spoke well to that. The other, however, it takes away the requirement of doing this by referendum.
That is correct.
Is there a particular reason that the second-class cities don't want to do this by referendum? But do they think the referendum will fail? If so, why would they want to enact something in the face of opposition? Or is it the cost of the referendum or the time that it takes or... Or do you know? It could be all of the above.
It's almost all of the above. The cost of an election is certainly a factor. The size of a second-class city and their access to their elected representatives certainly would indicate to me that I don't believe and that a referendum is necessary in a community that size. There is still a referendum provision left in statute that when a second-class city incorporates, it can establish a tax cap as a part of the incorporation process. But you are right, in fact, this does eliminate all doing tax questions by referendum. It's my feeling that in cities that size, it's a step that is not necessary, although we can find nothing in the record to indicate why that was the case.
Who can help me out with first-class cities? Is this comparable to first-class cities then?
No.
What?
this is specific to second-class cities.
I know, but what are the restrictions on first-class cities?
They have a 30 mil property tax limit.
No referendum.
But there's no referendum provision.
It's a 30 mil with no referendum.
Right.
So this would be 20 mil with no referendum.
Right. And I should address the difference. We originally proposed a 30 mil cap, and it was brought to our attention that at some point in the future there may be a mandatory education contribution imposed by us. And in fact, second class cities operate by statute and not by charter, so that we establish the statutes under which they operate. And so we amended the bill to reflect a 20 mil cap in case at some point in the future there should be a mandatory education requirement. So that's why the difference between 20 and 30.
Further questions? For the record, Mr. Zaroff is here, present. Okay, seeing no further questions, do we have anybody else in the audience? Nobody on teleconference, right? Nobody on, okay, anybody in the audience on House Bill 397? Yeah. Unless you have objections.
No.
Okay, make the motion, Mr. Lehman. Or Mr. Adams? Mr. Zaroff?
Move to district.
Okay, Mr. Lehman has moved the bill out of this committee, HB 397, and goes to rules, I believe. Finance. Hearing no objection, the bill passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We got another bill here, Lauren. Testify? Well, let's just go ahead and adjourn. We'll head ahead and adjourn.
Oh, I came here so you can adjourn?
What were you going to work on?
The foundation formula.
Oh,
but we'll bring it up Thursday.
That's a tough one to do.
Yeah, I won't be here Thursday.
Oh, good. That made my job easier.
We can leave the bill in committee.
Can I sign that?
Now, Adam's going to have to hold the fort down.